Hey everybody, it's Tarika. We're in episode number 8, and today we're talking about building a culture of trust. I am so happy that you're here. I'm so happy to be here. Welcome to the Dr. Tarika Show, helping you grow, speak, and lead so that you maximize your performance and find deeper fulfillment in life. Now, today, we're talking about trust. Why is trust important? Well, it affects every single one of us every single day in our personal and professional life. I don't know if you knew this, but the hormonal signs of trust can be detected in our bloodstream. The molecule is called oxytocin, and it's released by our brain in times where we are in deep, meaningful, and loving connections. Now, what's really interesting is that the higher the trust, the higher the oxytocin level. And the higher the oxytocin level, the greater the benefits in our personal and professional life. This includes deeper, more meaningful connections and relationships, higher levels of confidential information entrusted to each other, and also a higher level of financial transaction between parties. Bottom line, it definitely pays to build trust. So, what you're about to hear is a talk that I had written for my third TEDx conference. My first two TEDx talks you can catch at my website or the YouTube TEDx channel, but what's special about this TEDx talk is that you can't find it online yet. It hasn't made it through post-production. But I figured that as we are on audio together right now, this would be a pretty neat way for me to deliver value to you from this talk. So wherever you are, kick back, relax, and enjoy the next 4.5 minute flight. This is a re-recording of my 2018 TEDx, Building a Culture of Trust. Sitting on a chair. If your chair were to suddenly disappear or give way, you'd hit the ground with a bump. You're currently allowing your chair to take your weight. You're sort of putting faith in a chair. You're making yourself vulnerable to its integrity of design, its purpose, its track record. And before I brought any of this up, you weren't even thinking about it. But really, you do think that your chair is capable of upholding you. If it weren't so, you'd all be standing, yet you are sitting. You trust your chair. So let me ask you, what else do you trust? Who else do you trust? And crucially, how can anyone else trust you? You see, trust is a peculiar thing. It's invisible, yet we can sense when it's there and sense when it's not. Trust is intangible. It's difficult to measure, but we can detect hormonal signs of it in our blood. Trust doesn't flow on tap. It can't be demanded. It has to be earned. You see, it takes time to develop trust, sometimes years, sometimes decades, but it can be destroyed in a moment. Trust is a life thing. It's an atmosphere in which we can deepen our relationships. It's the glue that holds us together. Trust makes us feel safe, and a culture of trust has been shown to enhance our performance, our effectiveness, our fulfillment in life, and even our financial results. So it definitely pays to build trust, but how do we create trusting, engaging and meaningful relationships in a world that's more busy and automated than ever before? Well, let me tell you about Charlie. Charlie visited us regularly. He'd never call or text to say he was coming. He'd simply show up and peer through our living room window. Sometimes he'd tap. Sometimes he'd even bring a friend. Charlie is a seagull. And I later realized that the reason Charlie visited us was because my kids were secretly smuggling him food. What was happening? Charlie had a need. He was hungry. My kids met that need. They fed him. They were adding value to his life. They were making his situation better, and they were doing it consistently. They were regular, but more to the point, they were true to their cause. They cared. Through adding value and being consistent, Charlie found my kids to be the most reliable and safest source of tasty snacks in my neighborhood. Charlie felt so comfortable with my kids that he even made referrals and brought other seagulls to the party too. Charlie trusted my kids, much like you are trusting your chair. So here's my idea. As we move forward with a world that's ever increasingly busy and automated, why not at the same time hold on to being human, empathically understanding each other's needs and finding ways to meet them, maybe through innovations or research, new products and services, good old-fashioned friendship, compassion, or even through a listening ear, you can add massive value. You are amazing. There's treasure in you. So enjoy making a positive impact with this little lesson from Charlie, and add value, be consistent, and build a culture of trust. So there you have it, friends. That was the shortest keynote I have ever delivered. My first two TED Talks were 18 minutes long, which, by the way, is TED's official maximum length allowed. So I was pretty determined to run a 4-minute talk that last time round, just to shake things up a little bit. And I'm delighted that I've been able to share it with you now on audio. So for the remainder of this season, we're going to continue giving you a mix of motivational messages and inspirational conversations. If you like what you're hearing, click subscribe so you never miss a podcast episode. Please follow me on Instagram at DrTarikaUK, where you'll get a constant stream of my motivational and inspirational quotes there. If you want to learn more about my services, you can find me at drtarika.com. With that being said, it leaves me to say that wherever you are, be exceptional, be the change, and I'm looking forward to spending time with you in the next episode. Bye!